All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. As always, today's sponsor is Authors Unite. And if you want to become a successful author, Authors Unite is the place to go. So head on over to authorsunite.com to check out a free case study that'll teach you how to do exactly that. And now let's jump into the episode. All right, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of the Business Blast podcast. I'm your host, Tyler Wagner. Today we have Sarah Barr with us. She is the lover of snail mail, a marketing leader, content creator, owner, and direct mail expert at Conhaus Print and Marketing, where she passionately helps small businesses evolve by creating meaningful and marketing communications. So welcome to the show.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Of course, grateful to have you here. So I want to know a little bit more about the snail mail. So how did you become the lover of snail mail?
Oh, do you not get excited when you check your mailbox and there's something in there with your name on? I just love it. And my company, we do a lot with print and we do a lot with direct mail. So I am always trying to come up with really clever ways for my clients to get their mail pieces to be noticed. And I don't know, I'm a lover of it. I love looking at the stamps. I love the boxes. Like, who doesn't get excited to get a box in the mail with their name on it?
That's true. No, I can agree with that. So question for you, what, you know, cause you've done this before, like what type of things have you seen? And I know each case is different, but like, how do you stick out in the kind of direct mail world?
Yeah. Oh, this is my specialty. So handwritten font, using stamps, colored envelopes, teasers on your envelopes or packages. And even depending on what the situation is, a lot of times I'll have my clients not even use their business name. Sometimes I get them to use their home address because I'm trying to get it past the gatekeeper to whoever that decision maker is. Those are just a few of my little tricks.
Got it. Nice. Okay. So, and also I'm curious, like, how did you get into this? Was there something when you were younger, like what led you to where you are now?
Yeah, no, not at all. So I am different. I guess a little bit of story from my past. I actually did not go to college. I decided that college wasn't me and I always thought I would go back to it. I got in with a company in my area that did mailing and fulfillment. So that was kind of like the start of my introduction to the business. And we did no printing. And then I left, took a job at a plumbing and HVAC company and I was like their dispatcher, but then they let me dabble in their marketing. And I learned that I was really good at it. And I thought, you know what? I don't want to just do this for one company. I want to be able to work for a lot of companies. So I went to Conhaus and I asked the owners. They weren't even hiring. I asked them for a job and had no idea at 22 what the heck I was doing or that I could even sell. And I didn't have a college degree to back me. And I pitched myself. They let me come on board and I love it. I love marketing. And I've spent a lot of time over the past several years going to different conferences around the country, just learning. And it's been a lot of fun. And so here I am 9 years later, and I just bought the company like 6 months ago.
Yeah, congrats. And that's awesome. I went to college for 2 years, and then I made the decision to drop out. So you were ahead of the game. I think that you made the right decision. How did you... like, was that like an emotional time? Like, I feel like for me, maybe because I was already in it, like after I was in it for 2 years, when I made the decision to drop out, like that was like a huge decision for me. Like I was stressing out. And so for you to like not go at all is pretty wild. So like what was that like to make that decision?
Yeah. So here's the funny thing. So I went to a really good high school in the area. And of course they were pushing everybody to go to school for 4 years, because that's just what you did. And I'm a lot younger in my family than all my cousins and my siblings. And so it was actually perfect timing my senior year in high school, I was watching my cousins graduate and get degrees that they either weren't interested in anymore, or they couldn't find jobs with it. And I always thought I would become a teacher. And I was watching my sister go through her pro semester in college for teaching for elementary education. And I was like, yeah, no, this isn't for me. So I did enroll in community college, and I started my first semester and hated it. I was taking classes that meant nothing to me. And I just thought, you know what? I am not going to spend all this money and put myself through school if I don't even know yet what I want to do. So, I always had the intention of going back, and it just didn't make sense for me. And, you know, I guess I'm excited to share this because this has been something that I've kept kind of quiet for so long. I'm a confident person, and I'm very passionate about anything that I do or I get involved with. And I used to really beat myself up a lot because of the fact that when I would go to a networking mixer, one of the first things people tend to ask you is where did you go to college? You know, what's your degree in? And people are still to this day blown away. Like when I tell them that I'm a business owner, they ask me my background and where I went to school. And I always tell them the name of my high school. And now, I mean, it took me several years, but now I'm proud to say that I am where I am today by just learning and growing on my own. And sometimes college just isn't for everybody, and that's okay.
I agree. At this point, in my opinion, I think it's not for most people. Actually, just because, I don't know, I think we're leaning more towards an entrepreneurial type world. And unless you're a doctor, lawyer, you know, maybe some of those things, that then I guess you need it. But because the thing is this too, is I think it was a couple, maybe 6 months ago, I read or saw an article that Google and Apple and some other big companies were no longer going to require a degree. So it's just, I think college is a business. I don't think it's really,
It's so tough. This is what I say. Most 18-year-olds do not know what they want to do with life. And I'm very big about telling people, give yourself a couple of years. I know everyone says if you don't go right out of high school, you're not going to go. But you really need to work for a couple of years and just get out there. It's not going to be your dream job, but it teaches you a lot about yourself and what you're good at, or maybe what excites you. And then from there, that's how, I taught myself. I worked hard to buy the company, but I didn't know what I wanted to do at that point. And sometimes I just think it's tough. There's so many people I know that have gone to college and they are just not using their degrees. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. I think it is. It's almost you walk into the advisor and they're like, all right, the next step out of high school is college. And there's not really any talk about any other options. It's just college.
Yep, exactly.
But yeah, either way, we could go down that rabbit hole forever. You also said in your introduction here that, businesses you help small businesses evolve by creating meaningful and marketing communication. So one of the things that I think is coming up and that I've been working on in my business is automating a lot more things. There's tools like Zapier out there and a lot of different tools that can really automate. So how do you, or do you have any just insights on how to keep it meaningful, but also use these automation tools to scale it as well?
So that's something that I'm actually in the process of doing ourselves with the automation part of it. So I can't really give you a bunch of good answers with that piece of it right now. And I also work with such a variety of businesses that when I try to look into different options for automation tools, it never seems there's not one good one for any of those businesses. They all have different needs. And so I don't really have a good one to tell you there.
Gotcha. And I think too, there's not really one tool out there that does it all. You're going to have to connect some tools. But I think that's just an interesting thing that's come up, in our business recently. So, you have the meaningful part down. And then if you can, you know, you add the automation, then you can really get things. But the thing with automation is it's not really that meaningful, you know, because it's not.
Yeah.
So I think it's an interesting thing. So so where now you've had, you bought the business and stuff. So like 6 months ago, I think you said around there. So what, where do you see it? Like, is this the, is this kind of like the end game, like seeing how far you can take this business and, you know, help small businesses, or is there something else you see along your horizon?
So I am excited. Let me just tell you, to be a millennial, I bought a print company. And to some people, they would think I am absolutely insane because so many people have told me over and over and over again that print is dead. And that's so not true. And so I'm really excited that I am investing into a business and a company that I believe in. And the products that we give to our clients are just incredible. And we're helping them along the way. When we first started, and our company has been around now almost 28 years. When we started, we were a copy shop. And then over the years, the company really started to evolve and we added offset printing. And then we got into offering direct mail mailing services. Since I've come on board and I started in business development, I've added wide format. So we print signs, banners, floor graphics, you name it, for people to take to trade shows. They're just using their lobbies. We are starting to get into doing more marketing consulting because that's really what the small business needs. So I've created the Ignite Marketing Summit. We just had our first one in March. It was awesome. Sold out, had a waiting list. People have been asking me. We're doing it again in the fall time. So I'm super excited about that. And then to bring it back, because it really is about the education. And if I back up to what I was saying earlier, I always thought that I would become a teacher. And so it's just kind of comical that I really am doing what I always thought I was going to do. And that is teach. It's just not how I thought I was going to be doing it. I'm educating the small business community, putting tools and resources in front of them that they, you know, maybe it's something new that they want to try, or maybe it's something that they're doing and they just need to learn some new ways of looking at doing things, and giving them those platforms. So we have that going, and we're really trying to bridge that gap between, you know, traditional and digital forms of advertising. So we just launched a program called OmniMail that will work with our clients' direct mail campaigns to offer mail tracking, call tracking, and it will also do some pretty cool social matching and website things. So now they'll be able to take a look at their, they'll have their own portal, they'll look at their mailing list, and they'll be able to see how many people went from the Facebook link that was connected directly back to the mailing list. So I just see us, we're continuing. I'm evolving as a person. My company is evolving as a person. And we are out there helping small businesses evolve. And it's really exciting.
Yeah, I love it. And I agree with you. I think two things on that. One, you know, my main company is book publishing and book marketing. And, you know, some people have been telling me, like, dude, you got to prepare. Like, books are, you know, printing books, like physical books are going to go out of business. Like, it's, and I'm like, dude, I really hope not, because, you know, books are pretty freaking important, you know? So I mean, business is going great. I do not see it slowing down anytime soon. Yes, we are adapting as a society to more and more technology, but I do think that there's just something about a physical book that I do not foresee going out of style. Like, obviously audiobooks are trending. And that's because, you know, you can listen to a book while doing something else, like a workout. But there's just something to be said about, like, you know, up in Pennsylvania next to a nice fire with a hot cocoa and reading a physical book, you know, like, that's some good stuff right there. So just like you're saying, and my second point to it is, you know, a lot of times when everybody's moving towards one direction, it may be wise to move towards the other. For instance, everybody's about Facebook ads, and listen, I do Facebook ads and they work and they're great, But if everybody's doing that, then maybe look over at YouTube, or maybe, you know, look at, you know, physical type of marketing materials, because the competition is not there if everybody's over there. So yeah, I think you're totally correct. Love what you're doing. And yeah, I appreciate you coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So last question, you kind of mentioned some things there, but last question is, where can our listeners best connect with you online? And then if they are interested in what your services are, where can they find the website?
Sure. So our website is www.conhas.com. I would tell you to definitely find my company on Facebook and Instagram. We do an awesome job posting all kinds of different ideas, marketing inspiration, tips and tricks. And then I'm on LinkedIn a lot. So find me, it's Sarah with an H, so SarahBFBar. And I would love to connect with you and chat all things marketing.
Awesome. Thanks again for coming on the show.
Thank you.